This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out designcrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Author Channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Mr. Lee Welling, an experienced theater professional with a wealth of experience behind the scenes, both on and off Broadway. Starting from the bottom as a gopher and elevator boy at the Alvin Theater for A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, Welling rose through the ranks to become a stage manager for many productions before moving into his current role as president of Backstage Tours, which offers backstage tours of Broadway shows, a group sales company, and the travel group department. He is currently writing The Actor, part two to the prequel, a sequel to his first novel, The Actor. Mr. Welling, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, it's wonderful to be with you.
So tell us, what did you bring from your own Broadway experience to The Actor to kick things off today?
Well, basically, my experience, I lived through the golden age of the Broadway musical in the 1950s, 60s, 70s. And I also worked, as you mentioned, in the Broadway theater, then handled marketing and group sales for more than 350 Broadway musicals in the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, and then went into group travel, which brings me to the novel, The Actor, which is a story about one of the biggest stars on Broadway in the 1950s, and how he, CIA grabs him and says, look, we need some help. Would you take a tour to Russia? Because we're having trouble getting information out. And all of my experience, theater, because I feel I've captured the 1950s theater, and my travel business, this man, our protagonist, his name is George, not only does he get in trouble, he loses his career, his family, and hides on cruise ships and goes all over the world. So my travels and my business allow me to write about what's in the book. And it's how I was able to do it.
Sounds like a must read without a question. Why would theater people like The Actor?
Well, basically, this is a story about an actor who is the biggest star on Broadway. And the question is asked, why would he leave Broadway, the biggest star, and take a tour to Russia? Well, the CIA needs help getting secrets out of Russia, and they make an arrangement with him that will allow him to finally reach the goal he's always wanted, to star in Hollywood movies. And this is part of the book, and theater people know this story very well.
Now, what is timely in the subject matter? Touch on that, if you would.
Well, first of all, what's really timely is that the Cold War is right here among us. This is the Cold War era, and it's part of the Cuban Missile Crisis era. And you just have to look on television and in the media, and we are now discussing American-Russian relationships as well as Cuban-American relationships. So not only is it in the news, but the media has grabbed onto my story, or at least my genre, and whether it's the Americans on television, whether it's Spielberg's Bridge of Spies, it's all over the media. So it is a very timely subject.
And I would certainly agree. Now, why is there a question mark after the title? The first time I saw the actor with the question mark after it, I was wondering that myself.
Well, that's a good question. And people do ask that. And let me explain. Number one, I want the reader to question, what is this book about? First of all, it's not an acting book, you know, how to be an actor. So the question mark, I want the reader to say, is this really about an actor? Don't forget, he loses everything, his career and his family. So is it about this man? Or the question mark is, the actor is the code name for the CIA venture into Russia. So I wanted the reader to absolutely ask that question. And those are some of the reasons why I put that question mark there. But also, from a technical standpoint, I didn't want people to think that this was a book on how to be an actor. So those are my answers.
I like it, and it certainly does bring attention to the title as well. Today we're joined by Mr. Lee Welling, an experienced theater professional with a wealth of experience behind the scenes, both on and off Broadway, and is currently writing The Actor, Part 2, the prequel, a sequel to his first novel, The Actor, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of The Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where DesignCrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit DesignCrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need, for example, a logo design. Design Crowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100-plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you like, no worries. Design Crowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. Now, what was it like to start a new career in writing in your 70s?
Well, I'd always liked to write, but I never had the time or the maturity to write the way I have now. But I had a role when I worked for Broadway producers. I would read scripts and books and have to tell them what I think if their play or show would sell. And, of course, nobody really knows what sells on Broadway. So I always wanted to, and now I have the time and the ability to write, and just felt timing was right. So I started this new career.
And congratulations on being proactive in taking care of business in your 70s. Now, what makes a good thriller when it comes to writing?
Well, I think, and this is my opinion, that it has to be a page turner. I don't signal anything. There are a lot of twists and turns, and what you might think is going to happen doesn't. And I try to make it where it's exciting. So it is a thriller, and I have had before the book came out, and the book is being launched in October, but we've done the pre-launch about the end of August, and I put together a focus group of people who live in the world that I write about, that's theater, travel, and also in some locations where the protagonist hides from the KGB. And they read the book, and I asked them to tell me what they thought. And they loved it. They couldn't put it down. They can't wait for the next one. And that was gratifying to know that I did capture the thriller that I wanted to capture. So that's why I'm pleased at this stage of the launch that people like the book that have read it. And you can read those reviews that I talk about on my website and on Amazon.com, but they're there, and I'm very proud of them.
What are your plans for future books? Will there be a sequel to The Actor?
What I have already started, even though this book is just coming out, the second book is a prequel. So I'm going back in time, and I'm taking the main character, whose name is George, who's the actor, and I trace his life from when he's 18 and he leaves Boston to go to New York to be a star, and the same problems he's going to get into as a 20-year-old he gets into when he's a 39 and 40-year-old. So I'm excited. I've already written approximately 12 chapters, and I hope to have the book ready by the end of 2017.
Well, hats off to you. I think it's an inspiration to those that are desiring to write a book themselves. What would you advise in conclusion to anyone listening in that has a desire to get a book out or get a book published, write something that they're passionate about, whether if it's nonfiction, fiction, whatever the case may be? What's your advice for that kind of person?
Okay. First of all, as you mentioned in the beginning of the broadcast, I have a lengthy background in the theater, and I have a lot of contacts, literary agents, and other people in the theater who took my book into literary agent, and I send query letters, and I have a box full of rejection letters, because I found out very quickly that publishers and literary agents don't necessarily want to take a chance on a first-time novelist and a first-time novel. And I learned quickly. I learned very quickly for a new-time author, there is no stigma to go the self-publishing route. It was the best thing that happened to me. I now have the book out there. I'm doing many things to market the book, and I'm treating this book, writing the book, as a kind like running a business. And don't be afraid. Be very careful that you get the right self-publisher. But don't be afraid of this. This is the newest thing now, and the publishers are taking notice of this new industry that's in the last, 10 years, has come from nowhere and has become very, very important. And you don't have to be taken over by a mainstream publisher. And if you're found, then it could go to bigger things. And one of the things I want to tell your listeners is that there are many self-published books that started off very small and were found by big publishers and brought and film companies like Still Alice, 50 Shades of Grey, Legally Blonde, and The New Martian that was out this past year. All of them started with self-publishing activity and then moved on to greater things. So don't be frightened, and it's no stigma to be a self-published author.
Certainly some great advice. I'm sure the listeners are appreciating that bit of information. We thank you for sharing that. Where can our listeners get more information about you and your book, The Actor?
Well, the two ways. First of all, you can get on the website, read more about the book and me, and even order the book if you want. It's www.theactor.biz. And if you like Amazon, get on Amazon and just type in The Actor by Lee Welling, LeeWelling, and you can read the reviews, see about it, and buy all different forms, including Kindle or paperback, and hope that if you like it, you want to hear about the second book.
Well, Mr. Welling, it has been an awesome time to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio. Wish you all the best and look forward to the potential of having you back with an update right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great evening.
Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Lee Welling, an experienced theater professional with a wealth of experience behind the scenes, both on and off Broadway, and is currently writing The Actor, Part 2, the prequel, a sequel to his first novel, The Actor. And for more information in all regards, visit theactor.biz. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.